Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk USA. Are you tired of waiting for change? Tune in to Blog Talk USA. Let your voice be heard on Blog Talk USA.
KGLD. KGLD. KGLD.
Hi, it's Rihanna.
Okay, I'm sorry, hold on.
It's a blessing to actually be able to inspire and coach young girls going on 15 years in that area. You know, when the Lord blessed us to lose all of that weight, not only did we lose physical weight, but there was actually a spiritual transformation. There was something going on in the spirit. I know we were losing weight, but doing it the way God had instructed us to do, work out, walk, and change my eating habits, but I'm telling you, God has begun a good work, and he will perform it unto the coming of Jesus. And I'm telling you, young girls with purpose, with birth, my sister's keeper, often times do things that will inspire women to support one another in our everyday experiences and the walk with God and empower each other. So we do have the My Sister's Keeper. Often we would have conferences and do some empowerment sessions where we would encourage one another. And, y'all, we really need that in this day and time. We're on Jesus' team in 2019, so let's kind of pull together and support one another with, you know, the blessings and the praises of God, okay? So, listen, we'll see you tonight, the Gospel Aerobics, Young Girls with Purpose, on next time. And if you want to start, I can play piano. Just call us at 903-780-2808. And I just want to share with you the joy in serving God, the joy in serving God. And just wanted to share with you that there are opportunities to share yourself with others. And it says here, are you the type of person who considers serving God to be an obligation or a joy? If you view it as an obligation, then whatever your service is, whether it's in a local church, parachurch organization, or as a friend to those in need around you, whatever it is will soon feel like a chore instead of a privilege. You ever felt like that? It's an obligation, so you're like, oh, I got to do this, I got to do that. But you will find at all in what you're doing, you will find no joy at all in what you're doing. So, however, if you view the opportunity of serving God as a privilege, a chance to partner with God in his work on earth, you will be filled with joy, filled with joy. The experience of being exactly where God wants you to be, doing the work he wants you to do, is completely fulfilling. God is working on earth in remote places as well as in metropolitan areas. God is working, and you can be a joyful participant in what he's doing. So is it an obligation or is it a joy? So let's leave you with, we are fellow workers. You are God's field, God's building. That's 1 Corinthians 3:9. Hey, listen, I love you with the love of the Lord. My time is almost up. Listen, come to Gospel Aerobics tonight, Young Girls with Purpose, and Heavenly Sounds of Music. We'll get you going. Call me at 903-780-2808. And until next time, have joy in serving God. Amen, amen, and amen.
Lose weight
Increase your energy and build your confidence with Gospel Aerobics and Friends. Join Debbie Bronson Mondays and Thursdays from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Glass Recreation Center, Tyler, Texas. Join Debbie Bronson, certified group fitness instructor. Call 903-592-2714. Lose that weight and increase your energy and build your confidence.
Come to Gospel Aerobics. It will change your life.
Call 903-592-2714 for Gospel Aerobics and Friends. Today.
Let me hear the worshipers. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around.
KGLD, 1330 AM Tyler, and K285 GY, 104.9 FM Tyler.
Good afternoon and welcome to Community First Network Radio, and you're listening to A View from the Top with your host, Dr. Shirley McKellar. Today's show is being brought to you by Sandra's Boutique, and yes, we're ready to kick off a new year with Sandra Jackson and all of the great things that she is doing in the East Texas area. And boy, I'm telling you, it is so great to be right here back on this radio station, and we thank you and we welcome you to 2019. And now I'm ready to get going, Mr. Butler. I'm really ready to get going. Let's see, is that great team on?
Ms. Ray, hello, East Texas. Hello, everyone in studio. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
And First Sergeant is with me.
Yay, Happy New Year. Happy New Year, First Sergeant, and all of those that are listening out there around the nation. We're so excited to be right back here. It is a blessing to be awake.
Amen.
And be observed and instead of being viewed. I tell people, thank you so much, Mr. Butler. I tell people all the time, it's great to be seen and not viewed because we've lost so many people. We have so many deaths. We were just talking about the people that we've lost within the last few days. And so before we kick off, we want to say, and so we say hello to First Sergeant first, and then Ms. Rihanna, and we're going to come back to you in a minute. But Mr. Brother Clyde Smith at my church, who is 95 years of age, his services will be this Saturday at North Tenaha Street Church of Christ at 11 o'clock a.m. Brother Clyde Smith lived for 95 years, quite a blessing. And then, of course, we know that Greta Moore Dixon, my sorority sister and church member, her services were last Saturday, a beautiful service, a beautiful homegoing. She was a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, incorporated for over 50 years of service, and she had unbroken service that she worked from Fisk University to New York City, Manhattan to be exact, down to East Texas. She just made that circle. She originated, born and bred here in Tyler, Texas, grew up with her there at North Tenaha Street Church of Christ, and so we were saddened about her loss. And then let me tell you, this was such a shock. Miss Lenora Reed, who is the was the president of Harrison County Democratic Women, getting ready to run for city council. She ran for county city clerk over there in Harrison County with us in 2018, and she was getting ready to run for city council and had a heart attack and left this place on New Year's Day. And my heart's broken on that. Her services are January the 12th at 1 o'clock p.m. there at the Church of Christ in Marshall, Texas. So pray for all these families, and I know that there are some more out there, so all of those out there listening who have lost loved ones and friends, we're thinking about you. But the good part about some people is that they die in the good Lord, and they lived great lives. So with that being said, I'm ready to get going, and so we have in studio with us,
we have Minister Major.
Minister Major. The Daryl.
How y'all doing out there, team?
Okay, and Miss Rihanna?
Okay.
Okay, and First Sergeant. Go ahead, First Sergeant. I know you have something to say to the people across the nation.
I just want to say Happy New Year's and thank you. I want to pay, I didn't get to pay my respects last week in Richard Overton, who was our oldest vet.
Yes, there you go.
It's the 12th of January down in Austin.
That's right.
112.
112. That's a real hero right there. I want to grow up to be like him. And it's unfortunately, we got services going on here in the East Texas area, or I would journey right on with First Sergeant down to, is it San Antonio or Austin, First Sergeant?
It's Austin.
Austin, Texas. His services will be January the 12th in Austin, Texas. And every network in America needs to be right there in that homegoing celebration. Okay, well, now, see, this morning, I believe, did anybody wake up at 05 o'clock this morning to see any swearing-in ceremonies that began? Are there no early birds here? The Congressional Black Caucus Foundation, which you know Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee is the president at this moment, had the swearing-in ceremony. It was the largest ever Congressional Black Caucus ceremony. The freshman class of the 116th Congress. I should be there. I should be part of that, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay. One of these days, we are going to understand in East Texas that we gotta be at the table and not on the menu. They shouldn't be discussing us. We should be discussing what is going on. So one of these days, we're going to be part of it, because I guarantee you, Gohmert is not up there discussing us.
He's not.
Mm-hmm.
No. He's talking about a wall, right?
That's what's on his mind.
That's what's on his mind. Now, let me make this very, very clear before we get started, guys, because we want to talk a little bit about this freshman class that got sworn in this morning. But do know this. Democrats are concerned about border security, even though they may make it sound like that Democrats are not. But they are. They are concerned about the security of this country and this nation. They're just not concerned about putting billions of dollars into a wall. Because guess what? It's a new day, right? We have something called technology.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, they need to be able to see what's going on over there on the other side. So they're building other things, fences and different kinds of things, rather than a concrete 20-foot wall that you can't see anything that's going on over there. So don't be fooled, ladies and gentlemen that are listening out there. Democrats are concerned about the safety and the security of our country, and they want people to do things in a legal manner. They do. So, but I just thought I'd drop that. That was free.
Yeah.
All right. So now let's go back to talk a little bit about those new people that were sworn in. And let me tell you, I've already, to let you guys know, I've already been talking to a couple of people of this new Congress on coming down to East Texas to help us in East Texas to help to show that it's so that our voices are important in East Texas in the first district, and that more of us need to be involved in what is going on around us. So hold on to your seat belts and get ready. Buckle up, I should say, your seat belts, and get ready for 2019, because we're going to see a lot of things happening, here in East Texas, Smith County, Tyler, Texas. So go ahead, Ms. Rihanna. Did you see any of the swearing in this morning?
Yes, I've seen a little bit of it. I've been paying as much attention as I could in between taking care of life around here. But I've been so excited to see this day happen, because, as we know, since Election Day, the the CBC in particular is going to have huge, huge influence over the 116th Congress because of the gains that we've made. Yes, because, you know, of all the people who stepped up to the plate, just like you did, to run and who won seats. And so this is exactly what they were talking about at the last Congressional Black Caucus that we went to last year.
That's right.
And, you know, when we were so excited to hear them talking about exactly this kind of influence.
Yes.
That, you know, and they've been saying on their website that they're poised to flex their muscle. We have more people in leadership roles in this Congress.
Yes.
And it's just so exciting. It's so very exciting.
Right. And let me just add that Esquire Angela Rye, who we've been trying to work. Angela promised First Sergeant and I that, when was that, First Sergeant? About 2 or 3 years ago, somewhere like that. We were at several events with Angela Rye, and everybody knows Angela. She's a political scientist, and she's on, is it MSNBC that she's on, or CNN? I flash back
CNN.
And forth.
CNN.
She's on CNN. Right, right. She was the mistress of ceremony for the event that was hosted by the Congressional Black Caucus. And then, of course, none other than our guy from East Texas, former Mayor Willie Brown of Mineola, was the keynote speaker for this event. And, of course, as I said, Sheila Jackson Lee is the chairperson of the foundation. So it was an amazing event. If you got up a little early to kick off, Congresswoman Karen Bass, who is also one of our dear friends, and then Cedric Richmond, who is also one of them. We've just been able to make such great friends with all of those folk there in Washington, D.C., in the Congressional Black Caucus, right, First Sergeant and Ms. Rihanna? I mean, so when you see us at events together, even though we're East Texans that don't hold an office, but they recognize the importance of every voice, whether you hold an office or not. Your voices are important, and they reach out to you and they make you a part of what is going on in the Washington, D.C. area. So you're going to see more of these folk coming. We're going to be bringing them down here into East Texas to help us to make sure that we're woke and that we stay awake and we make sure go ahead. Jump in there.
I would like to say, real quick, you know, we may have lost this race, but as a battle, Dr. McKellum, my hat is off to you. You have won in so many ways. You have won the respect of others who would not give you the time of day and is truly not even thinking about Louis Gohan, but yet you are a phone call away and they are your friends. I can honestly say that professionally and personally, these people out there respect you, and yes, you should be part of the 116th. And you are in spirit, and yet your day is coming.
Thank you, First Sergeant. I remember First Sergeant and I were we were walking from the, and Miss Rihanna, I think you were already at the hotel, and we were walking from the convention center down, because as everybody knows, our hotel is a stone's throw from the Washington Convention Center, so we can get dressed and be down there in 3 minutes. And Steny Hoyer was coming through and stopped and held a conversation with us, and for the, of course, everybody is supposed to know who Steny Hoyer is, right? And so he just sat there and dialogued and had conversation with us as if we were a part of the house. But that's how they are. They just, they make you all inclusive. And so that's a wonderful thing. So we look forward to seeing the designated Speaker of the House, the new woman on the block. Well, she's not that real new, right? And
she
that's
was
none
elected
of,
again.
Go ahead, Mr. Dare. She was elected. She's going to be elected again, right? She's going to be the Speaker of the House, and that's Nancy.
That's right.
Let's talk a little bit about her. She is some kind of wheeler and a dealer, right? Let me tell you what. Trump just met his best match. What about that? Would you say that he just met his best match?
Oh, good Lord, yes. Can I give numbers really quickly before we get too far into Nancy Pelosi? I did want to mention the when we talk about the clout that the CBC is going to have over this Congress, the voting bloc is now 52 members of the 235 House Democrats. So that's 22% actually of all Democratic votes. The influence has grown to that. And we always talk about fair representation. We're finally a little bit overrepresented insofar as the votes. So I just think that's – I wanted to mention that because that's just incredible. 52 members. I mean, that's – it's huge. It's huge.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, they always push for that 51% or a little over, but we got 52. And that's outstanding. And you're right. Thanks for bringing those in because numbers matter, right?
Yes.
Numbers matter. And that, it's just going to be exciting to watch 2019. And before, let me throw this in here because it looked like we didn't do any winning at all in East Texas. But let me congratulate Mr. Sandy McCovey, who is now county commissioner-elect. I don't know if you know this for certain or not, but Sandy McCovey won his race. As a matter of fact, he won it big time. He got like 2,100 and some votes, and the Republican that he was running against got something like over 1,500, 1,000, 1,500. So he got a good number of votes.
Way to go.
And most of these races, these real local races, people don't get out to vote very much. These city council, and I'm going to use it as an example, these city council races, usually they win them with a couple of hundred votes. But we're going to do better. We're going to make sure that people understand how important it is for us to get out there. Jump in here, Minister Major, and share with us. Do you know Willie Brown?
Oh, no, ma'am, I don't.
Okay, Willie Brown, former mayor of San Francisco, California, also was the Speaker of the House. He was the first African-American to become the mayor of San Francisco and the Speaker of the House. Comes right over there in Mineola, Texas.
Okay.
So one of the strongest African-Americans in California, and they used to call him Slick Willie.
Slick Willie. Oh, that's right. That's
well,
the First Sergeant.
Well, we need force of power up, yeah.
That's right. First Sergeant comes from California, so he knows. Yes, he did some things.
I know him very well.
Yes, that's right. I forgot they called him Slick, and not because of any negative connotation, but because he was able to wiggle in there and make things happen for the greater good. Yes,
he was a doer. He was a troubleshooter by nature, and a man of challenge. Anything that they took care of, he did. When he was in Sacramento, he took care of the house on both sides.
Yes.
And when he was the mayor of San Francisco, he ran the city like it was supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody had respect on all corners.
Yes. Very good. Thanks. Great point.
Well, it's always great to hear news like that.
That's right. And being an African-American and coming from East Texas, which tells you that East Texas has quality as well as all the rest of the parts of this country.
We just got to get out there and put more of them in the office. You know, it seemed like we beat a dead horse, you know, time and time again about people knowing the importance of voting.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, but that seemed to be where we stuck at right now. Because they don't seem to know the importance of getting out and vote.
Wow.
And even Dr. McKellar is going to greater length and inviting some of the people from Washington, D.C. to come out to hold conferences and speak to let the people know the importance of their vote.
Yes.
So Dr. McKellar is really doing her job. We, the people, get behind her and stand behind her and do our jobs to go out to vote, to man the polls, to make sure that it is changing in the greater East Texas area, because this is a place that needs it more than anything I would think of. because of the things that's going on around here.
Oh my goodness! You just nailed it. For the simple reason, and just look at Texas, and we're going to look at Texas as being a battleground state. How many times have we said that on this show, that Texas, and even when we're campaigning out there, the importance of the state of Texas, but that if, in fact, that more work was placed into East Texas, Texas would already be the blue state instead of a purple state. But we made it pretty purple this time around, but we need to make sure that it goes even further and become even more. So you're absolutely correct. And I want to point out, some people may not know this. Of course, you guys do. But we brought Washington in here. Sheila Jackson Lee came in to East Texas and spent an entire day campaigning with us. Not only did Sheila Jackson Lee come, but the second person in command of the Democratic National Committee came and campaigned with us a full day. We left from Marshall, Texas, where we had the event where we spoke. Not only Sheila Jackson Lee, but Barbara Lee as well. Congresswoman Barbara Lee from California, Northern California. And then Sheila Jackson Lee, and then from Washington, D.C., the second person in command for attorney from the Democratic National Committee. So we had a team of people that we brought in, but for the mere reason that African Americans, for the most part, are working during the course of the day, and that what I said to them, and this is what I said to Congressman Beto O'Rourke, is that when you want to reach the African Americans, you have to come after they get off work, because they work during the course of the day for the most part. And so if you want to have events, you got to have some evening events. You got to have some weekend events. You may even have to have a Sunday event, because normally we're pretty free on Sunday because we go to church and so forth and so on. So this is how you reach out to the people of color, the real people of color.
Hardworking people. That's
hardworking,
right.
Hardworking, kitchen table talking people that's trying to make sure that their families are fed. So that's where we're going to have, and that's the focus that I want to go toward in 2019, is to, when this team here start bringing people in, and you're going to be surprised at some of the people we're going to bring, that we want to bring them when the masses of African Americans can come and hear what they have to say.
That sounds pretty well, but, you know, just taking the race and the gender out of it, and just look at two sides of rich and poor. You have way more poor people in this country than you do rich people.
That's right.
You have way more people that doesn't have health care than you do wealthy people.
That's right.
You have way more poor people that like education than you do wealthy people.
That's
you have way more poor people making less money than you do wealthy people. So therefore, that these people want to do better in health care, education, the criminal justice system, when we have loved ones that get locked up and don't have the finances to get them out. As far as wages, California went up to $12 an hour. Texas still down to $7.25. So it's way more poor people in Texas and the United States of America than just wealthy people. So if you want to do better, why not get out to get to these polls and put the people in that's able to help us in order to achieve things like that? See, wealthy people, they live. Poor people, we just survive. And it's a big difference there from being able to go on lavish vacations and lay out on the water 7-12 days to just want to go to Dallas for the weekend. That's a big difference. And that's because we're not getting our exercise and our right to vote, to put the people in office that could really help us. Now they struggle to take $5 billion from us to build a wall.
Yes, sir.
And that's what we're hoping this new Congress come in at and put their foot down. No, we're not giving you no $5 billion. You was elected on your word that you was going to make Mexico pay for the wall. Now you're trying to make the American people pay for the wall.
Preach,
Mexico. When you have all the money. And you hadn't donated the first $1 billion.
Okay.
So, you know, we have to wake up, America, and especially in East Texas, where we in the vice and being pressed the hardest. At $7.25 an hour, that's right at $200 a week.
Right, right.
You can't pay no rent, let alone mortgage with that.
Yes, sir.
You don't have no health care. You can barely buy groceries.
Mm-hmm.
So we definitely need a change, and we need to wake up.
Yes, sir. Well, know what? You just made that springboard to jump over there to the last thing that I was going to talk about, that we were going to talk about today. But let's just go ahead and talk about it right now. And that's money and investment and kicking off this new year. And I'd say I know that it's different. And I thought it was 735. Is it 725?
725.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Let me just
tell
you.
I was in high school when it went to that. Yes, it's been long since we've raised it.
That's sad. It really is. As long as I owned businesses, I never paid people minimum wage. I always tried to pay a nickel or a dime more, at least, or give a bonus somewhere along the way. But in 2019, let me just say this. In 2019, we're going to work really, really hard to, even though it may be really difficult, we may have to put aside a coconut water that I paid $3 for this bottle of coconut water. I love coconut water. We may have to put aside a bag of chips. We may have to put aside a bag, a candy bar. And I'm going to really strike it right now. I was in a store getting around the corner and getting my coconut water. First Sergeant knows I love coconut water. He always makes sure I have plenty when we're traveling, right? But I was in that store, and as I was standing there waiting for him to give me my change back, I looked up there on that rack, and I saw cigarettes that cost almost $7 a pack. Now, if you bought a carton of cigarettes, that's probably about $60
or more,
okay, depending on which, because I saw some that was $5.73 and some that was $6 something, almost $7, and they have various prices up there. You may have to put that cigarette aside. I'm not digging into anybody's business. I'm just being a healthcare professional, okay?
That's okay.
I know that putting smoke inside of my lungs that can't get out, I know it's a killer. It causes COPD, constrictive pulmonary disease in your lungs. So now I'm talking about candy bars and I'm talking about chips. But even the cigarettes, which is detrimental to our health. We may have, in order to save, this is where I'm trying to go with this, save a little something, okay? Even if it's $2 a week, eventually those $2 a week is going to make $20, it's going to make $100. Let's talk a little bit about saving.
Well, that's $6 a day with a pack of cigarettes. That's over $3,000 a year.
Look out now. See how much.
And
so that's
and
what
some cigarettes is up to $10.
$10?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So with that being said, come on, all you investors. I know that everybody on this line invests their money some kind of way. I was looking at stock on yesterday to see who was good and who was not. And I saw General Electric jumped up there. So I said, yeah, well, maybe I need a little more of that. So, but even if you're not going to do that, if you set aside the cigarette money, the candy bar money, the chips money, the soda, those things that are not any good for us, right? Set them aside and put that money somewhere. I was in a store and I was so impressed with this young black man that was talking to the young black sister that was working in this shoe store. And she says, she's a college student. I can barely make it. I'm not making much money. And she went on to tell him his story. And I sat there and listened to see what his response was. And he went to that $1 or $2. And so I said, I don't mean to get into your conversation, but I'm so impressed to hear you speaking to this young lady and guiding her and directing her on what she can do and how she can make a change in her life. So I don't want to do all the talking. Jump in there, guys, and tell me what you say about investing in 2019 and how we can save and better ourselves. Sometimes God doesn't give us a lot of money, because he wants to see what we can do with the little money that he gives us so that he may be able to give us larger money when he sees that we've done some good with the small amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
What about that? Anybody jump in?
Well, and what we do here, keeping in mind what we do here is our own choice and up to our own devices. And we have that power, and we have to seize it. We have to take care of our bodies, our minds, our financial situation, our kids, our future, and one another. And like you said, $2 a week, stuff it under your pillow, what do you have in a year? I mean, it's a simple concept, but it's so important. And if we take that to, you know, the furthest pole of, you know, the furthest extreme, what you're saying and what the message is and what we all have to remember to do and make it a resolution to do, with this new Congress in mind and with all of the possibilities for everything that could come in the next year, is just to simply take care of and preserve our democracy, our families, our planet. It's all in our power. All of it is in our power. And I know it's been a little hopeless for some of us, for a lot of us, since November 2016. It certainly has seemed hopeless. For most of us, there have been hopeless times long before 2016. But it's totally in our power, and we have to be smart and strategic in all of our thinking, financial and otherwise, because we've got huge threats that face us. And if we don't, Minister Major said it, there are more of us. There are simply more of us than there are of those who want to destroy us and take everything from us. And we just have to seize this moment, and we can. It's completely in our power to do that. So I like that message. I really love that you brought this up and that's your message. I love it.
That's my message in 2019, that we got to work to better ourselves and make things more accessible to all of us, more of us. Like Minister Major says, there's more of us on this side that is not part of that 1% than it is. We're the 99%. I mean, whereas all of us here may have been able to get a decent job and make a little bit of money, but we have to look at the whole picture. If I'm not doing well and Minister Major is doing outstanding, then he's not happy that he's doing outstanding and I'm not doing well. So he's going to help to make sure that I get to where he's going to reach back and pull me up. He's not going to push me down.
Right.
He's not going to be that crab in the basket and push me back, because when he starts pushing me back, his hand is going back, right? Mm-hmm. So pretty soon he's going to be back. So we have to work together to make sure that all of us grow in 2019 and forward. Go ahead.
And, you know, we don't understand where we lost that at, because we once was like that.
Absolutely.
Coming out of the 50s into the 60s and 70s.
Yes, sir.
And I can't remember what the minimum wage was back then, but people had jobs making good money.
Yeah.
You know, they was building homes from the ground. They was buying brand-new cars off the showroom floor.
That's right.
And it wasn't until, like, the early 80s and the 80s when the crack epidemic hit our community that started to deteriorate our homes and pull us apart like that.
Okay.
Because it became a evil drug to where we couldn't trust our own family members anymore once they had gotten on it. And we started to run to escape our communities and things like that for a higher ground.
Exactly.
Because this drug was so unexpected and it done so much damage. And we have to overcome that to get back to what you were just talking about. Helping each other up, pulling each other up by the bootstraps and things like that. Our mindset and mentality have to change to go back to that area.
Very good, very good. And just remember, those that are listening out there, that when those family members get themselves into this drug scene, they're not products of clear thinking. So don't take anything personally when they steal from you, because it's the drugs that are working their minds and not the common sense that they probably had before they got onto these drugs.
Right.
So Thanks for bringing that up. And then in 20, and we can talk some more about this, but let me put this out there because I believe in the democracy that this country is supposed to have been established on. And I know that African Americans were considered three-fourths human beings when this country was established, but we've gone past that now, and we should have removed the chains from our brains and from our hands and our feet and all that. So what I want to say to everybody, and I'm going to give you a few minutes to get a pad and pencil before we end, because I have a number that I want everybody that's listening out there to call in tonight. We're going to have a meeting. For those of you that don't know, I serve as the president of the East Texas Democratic, the Coalition of Black Democrats, because I'm a Democrat. So I want you to call in, because we're going to be talking tonight about how we want to move forward and what we expect to happen, and for the voices of the people of color. Now, Ms. Rihanna works really hard to make sure that our voices are heard, because she believes in equality and democracy for all mankind. That's why I love her to death. She's my daughter now. I mean, she's just amazing. So she, any time that she can help anybody, she is. It doesn't matter about color or complexion. Minister Major just said, there's a lot of poor people that are of every ethnic group, and so we want to make sure that people get the best, live their best lives, in other words, starting in 2019. Yeah. If it's not been good for you prior to now, we're going to help to make sure that everybody gets what they need. So get your pen and pencil. I know you have it by now, and I'm going to give you a number, and tonight at 7:30, Esquire Attorney Carole Robinson is going to be conducting our call tonight, and it's educating and empowering Black Democrats across Texas, rural Democrats, urban Democrats, suburban, all of it. But even if you're not a Democrat, we want you to call in and listen to the message that's going to be put out there tonight, how to empower you forward from 2020 all the way into the rest of your life, and as long as you're here on this earth, because it's time for the wealth to be shared. It's time for us to no longer be paying $7.25 per hour for anybody to live. So the call-in number is area code 781-448-4440. And the access code is going to ask you for an access code, and you can plug that in, and that access code number is 02802. And that's going to be tonight at 7:30 Texas time.
And please, everyone, when you call in, if you will press mute on your own phone.
Thank you for that.
That will help bring the noise level, keep the noise level down. And can you repeat that number one more time, Dr. McKellar?
I absolutely will. Area code 781-448-4440, and the access code is 02802. And we're going to talk about all kinds. We're going to talk about finance and how you can build money up in your kitty. We're going to talk about campaigning, and you can sit over there if you'd like. Okay, and we're going to talk about everything, how to elect the people that you believe in, and just all kinds of conversations, social media. It's actually going to focus a lot on what Democrats want. We're going to talk about there's a new campaign company statewide. It's called Black Girl Magic Campaign. And so we're proud of our, if you guys have been paying attention, you saw those people raising their hands to be sworn in to office all across Texas, all across America. And those 17 Black female judges down in Harris County were sworn in. I mean, it's just been amazing to sit back and watch and listen and see the changes that are about to take place in 2019.
Mm-hmm. And may I add something, Dr. McKellar?
Please do. Please do.
I just think it's important because we get a lot of political messaging, and since the Republicans are floundering so badly and so great at their messaging and throwing us off, this is a message that is always out there by them. And since we're on the topic, I just want to reiterate a point we've made many times.
Mm-hmm.
Our government, that's us. We are the people. And we used to believe in ourselves. We used to believe that we were worth investing in. We used to believe that we were the future and that we are the health of this nation and our democracy. And so, therefore, we are worth it to invest in good education and
Excellent.
Making sure that we have good jobs and access to the things that we need, health care and resources. And we hear this messaging from Republicans about handouts and takers versus makers. We hear all this horrible messaging from them. And it's intended to make us hold our hands out and empty our pockets and hand over everything that we can to the top 1%. That's what that messaging is intended to do, to beat us down and make us not think that we're worth it, to make us not think that we deserve better. This is the wealthiest nation this planet has ever known.
Yes.
We shouldn't have anyone sleeping under a bridge. We shouldn't have anyone not able to eat. We should not have students going to school hungry and having to rely on what they might get at school or be shamed when they have to get a free or reduced lunch, for example, or, you know, we just shouldn't have it. We shouldn't have it. And we used to not think of ourselves as takers or makers. We used to believe that it takes all of us to get across the finish line and to
exactly.
make this place successful. And we need to get back to that. So this
exactly.
is not about handouts or anything else. This is about empowering us to know what we're worth and to vote those people into office to make us all better, lift us all up. And I just wanted to point that out.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Excellent, Ms. Rihanna. Let me mention that call tonight is at 7:30. Someone just called in and wanted to find out the time. I'm sorry, I missed that. 7:30 Texas time, tonight at 7:30. And if you have any questions, Mr. Butler will have the information here in studio, and you can call us after we get off air. And Ms. Rihanna made a great point. When you call in, please mute your phone and just listen to the conversation and what's being, because there will be several people that will be directing this discussion. And then if, in fact, you do have questions, then text me. I'm going to give you my campaign headquarters number. It's 903-520-0297. Text me any questions that you may have, and we'll make sure that you get the answer. And it does not necessarily have to be questions that's related to anything that we have actually discussed, as long as it's something that's going to be progressive and moving us forward.
Let me give my phone number also in case you get a flood of text messages, so you can have two numbers to text if you're having trouble.
Excellent.
It's 502-502-821-2669. Feel free to text that number as well.
Excellent. Perfect. This is all about educating and empowering Black people to show that we are important across Texas and don't just come to us for our vote, that
yes.
come to us to let us, and we'll let you know just exactly what we want. In particular, I'm very interested in the rural area because that's East Texas, that's us, and we've been totally overlooked. We're about to run out of time. Mr. Calloway, you have something to say quickly before we get...
No, go ahead. I'm sorry I was late.
Oh, that's okay. Any final comments or anything in regards to what you've heard so far?
Well,
quickly.
Okay. No.
Mr. Darrell, quickly.
Glad we have another year. We're going to try to get it right.
Get it right. First Sergeant, quickly.
Yeah. Is this going to be recorded so we may listen at another time?
We'll have Ms. Rihanna to record it.
I'll record it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank
All right.
You.
Very good. It will be recorded on that line, but we'll get it recorded on our line so that we can talk yeah. about maybe when we come back with dialogue and talk about what we talked about tonight. But it's empowering and educating black Democrats around the country. Thank you so much. We appreciate your listening in. This has been amazing. We didn't get a chance to talk about the shutdown of the country and all of that and how it's going to affect, but we're going to be talking about that tonight. We're going to talk about everything.
It'll be shut
tonight.
Down next week.
Yes. Thank you, First Sergeant. Listen, you've been listening to A View from the Top. We thank you so much for being here with us on this first Thursday of the year of 2019. We look forward to spending the year with you. Thank you. May God bless you. May God bless the United States of America. Much love to you. Bye now.
God, so full of grace.